Thank you, Lord.
Be seated.
Thank you, Father. Glory. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord himself shall descend from heaven. Who's going to be doing the shouting? You are. Strange kind of a guy, ain't I? And I try so much. I'm really sorry. I shouldn't do it. Try to reach this generation. The only hope I have with that is the Word of God again. My arm is not short that it cannot save. My ear is not heavy.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
That I cannot hear.
Amen.
Then what's the problem? For your iniquities and your sins have separated you and me. Now, if I try to explain to you, see, I have a twofold mission. I got to speak to God's people, and I got to be concerned about what's happening in the world.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And neither one was here, the world or God's people. Did I quote scripture to you? Yet they will not hear. Of course, that don't mean you. Why could it even mean me?
Thank you, Father.
If I don't hear what God says to me, look how you look at me. I was thinking about Sister Know-It-All over here. And she was mentioning about Paul's gospel. Well, Paul actually said, if any man, and Paul actually wrote about another Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the one you're hearing from the world.
Sure.
It's not the one of the Bible.
Amen.
They're preaching. I told you the other night, of course, not if I try to remind you, one of the leading talk show, Anderson Cooper, I think his name is. Nobody knows about these guys? The little woman who talks so much, you know. They're faggots. They'll brag about their companions and say, woman, Anderson Cooper, I think it was him, he just had a baby with his male friend. Mm. He bragged about his baby. Well, the other night he came back live from being secluded in this social distancing. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. See, God has made it very clear what's wrong with you. Your fellowship, your hope, your life is being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. But you know it all. Do you know why your relationship with each other is not the best? Perfect love? Not there.
Amen. Truth.
And if I tell you, give you instructions, I jeopardize my very soul. Now, Anderson Cooper, got, the other night, came on his little program live for the first time for a while. He said, I thank Jesus. Now, this guy is a confirmed verbal atheist. He doesn't believe in Jesus. He doesn't believe in God. So there they are using the name another Jesus. If any man come preaching another Jesus. Well, how are you going to know it's another Jesus unless you know the real Jesus?
Hallelujah. Huh?
How do you know what's a lie unless you know the truth?
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah. Look at that school teacher again. Look at him.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at my friend back there in the back seat. How are you going to know what's a lie unless you know the truth?
That's right.
Well, because it's not the love of the truth. God says, okay. See, God made us a believer.
Hallelujah.
He made men to believe.
Yes.
The first time God ever dealt with man, he was laying on a ground with no life in him.
Amen.
Then God breathed into him. And he became a living soul.
Living soul.
Who am I? Well, you're a man. Yeah? Where did I come from? I made you.
Glory.
Boy, oh boy. It is he that made us. And now we are so. And David, who fell into all kind of sin, and because of his body.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? Because of Bathsheba's body. And who would believe that that was in the will of God?
Sure.
Sound quiet again? And I keep telling you, David's sin was not going with Bathsheba. Look. No, it wasn't. Look. Brother, would you please stand up and look around for me? How does that look to you?
We need some help.
You know, no. You.
Praise the Lord, Saint.
You weren't ready and they weren't ready.
Amen, brother.
I don't know what you came here to do, but we came to praise the Lord. See, but you do it, and one of these days you're going to do it too late.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Be you also ready. You're not ready.
Yes, Lord.
He was, isn't that something, my good old pastor friend? Oh my! And I said, "Look at him." And he didn't know what I want him to do. Sing me a song.
Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. May we be there soon.
Hold it! Will y'all help him sing?
Yeah.
Then I start laughing, don't I? Because that's what God's doing. Our worship is so frivolous. Our prayers are so dead.
Amen.
Our rejoicing is so tinkling. And you just love that, don't you? That's the word of God now.
Amen.
I'll read some to you. The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord that's in the man's mouth.
Hallelujah.
The word of the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory.
That came to Jeremiah.
All right.
Concerning this dearth. This dearth. Where's the seed? Where's the plant? Where's the flower? Dearth, barren.
Amen.
No fruit. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah concerning this dearth. Judah mourneth. I've been trying to get you folk to mourn. You won't mourn. I can tell you how to start out. I can tell a good line to mourn with. Woe is me. Woe is me, Lord. And then you gotta say it right. You can't say, woe is me.
Hallelujah.
No, you gotta mourn with it.
Yes.
Huh? Now, we're not gonna do it right now because I'm gonna preach.
Hallelujah.
You see, you listen to the damn we. Why? Most of you folk have a trouble sleeping every night. What a good time to mourn.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Truth.
It'll wake you up. It'll keep you up. Of course, you know, Jesus may not, he's not going to come at night. You folks haven't been able to overcome that mocking spirit yet, have you? I'll read it for you. Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. You know the protection? Gates falling down, hanging down. Somebody can just climb over it, knock it over.
Yes.
The gates languish. They are black upon the ground.
Jesus.
And the cry of Jerusalem has gone up. And their nobles have sent their little ones to the waters, to the public schools, to the mall, to your families.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And the nobles have sent their little ones to the waters. They came to the pits and found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. I think I just cleared that out of the book. Huh. This is the guy who's saying this, is the one that God said, I put my words in your mouth. What kind of words are these? Because the ground is chapped, and there is no rain in the earth. The plowmen were ashamed. Now, you brother and sister, when I'm reading this, and you see how our garden, how our place is produced, and we've been so negligent.
Thank Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Sure, we have. Because the ground is chapped, and there was no rain in the earth, for plowmen were ashamed. Well, we had rain.
Amen.
And we didn't get flooded out.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God, now just look at someone and say, you know, I don't think like that. You just come on. Come on, just do it. See, this guy, he finds something in that book.
Thank you, Father.
I don't read it like that.
Amen, brother.
That's for the Democrats. That's for the Baptists. Concerning Jeremiah, concerning the word of the Lord, came to my people.
Mm. Glory.
Yes, Lord.
You know, there's so many things in this chapter that I've used. Oh Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, and you know this is Jeremiah, and he's included in this, us.
Hallelujah.
Haven't I included myself?
Sure.
Yes, Lord.
When I talk about we, am I in a we?
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
When I talk about you, are you in a...
Oh, yeah.
You can... You. Thou then in the first to partaker.
Glory.
This is God's mandate even towards me.
Sure.
Thank you, Father.
You're just not going to do it, are you?
Thank you.
Boy, you've got a chastisement coming. It's going to wake you up.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You ain't going to sleep.
No.
Now, if you would wake up now.
Thank you, Lord.
But you're...
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, there's something here. The hope of Israel, the Savior thereof in time of trouble.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Why shouldest thou be as a stranger? Stranger to the commonwealth? Commonwealth? Commonwealth?
Hallelujah.
Are we rich?
Yes.
Commonwealth?
Hallelujah.
Grace? Mercy?
Yes.
Truth?
Hallelujah.
Love?
Lord.
Knowledge?
Yes.
Opportunity?
Yes.
Responsibility?
Yes.
Commonwealth?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Common salvation?
Yes.
Why shouldest thou be as a man of stone? Astonished. Reading what's going on. I just got finished telling you about most of these news people are legends.
Yes.
And they flaunt it.
Yes.
How about that other one? That, Well, come on. You name a few. And it's probably all of them. She was picked out just reason and told her she abused her Ellen. And she's back now. She's back now alive again. Yeah. And she'll bring her little old sweetheart right with her.
Sure.
Yeah.
Huh? Amen.
We're living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Not the days of Noah.
Amen.
No. Huh? After the days of Noah, God saved Noah.
Amen.
And he wouldn't have saved Lot. Because Lot fought right down to the... Lot was so corrupt that he had these angels that looked like men. He said, spend the night with thee. Well, when those guys saw Lot bringing men into his house, hey, Lot!
Right.
Bring them guys out here!
Yeah.
And Lot says, my God, man, I got some daughters here. I'll bring my daughters out and do whatever you want to them. Why are you doing that again? Tell me why you're sitting in my presence again and doing it. Tell me. Tell me why. Tell me why you're hardened. Tell me. Tell me why, you stiff neck. Tell me why. Well, you're not. I'm telling you, you are. I'm telling you, you are.
Hallelujah.
Is it nothing to you that what's happening in the world today? Does it have nothing to do with you? Father, he said, I pray not that you take them out of the world. He will do that one day.
Amen.
But first, he's got to get the world out of us. We love this world. Sure we do. You like the houses they live in? You like to buy the cars? So even though we're in the world,
the
evil that's in the world has got a hold of us. And see what's happening right now? That's true. But you're not loving it.
Sure.
You're not loving that truth. You're supposed to rejoice in truth. Not put your head down. Oh, what a wonderful day it was when the Holy Spirit could drive home the truth. You sinner.
Mm. Hallelujah.
And when you got to where you love that truth,
hallelujah,
then he can tell you, what you do, sinner.
Yes, Lord.
Come, you sinners.
That's
why. Let's see if we can magnify that one. Well, let's multiply it.
When you say,
when that gets up into heaven, then angels up there start rejoicing. That's called repentance. Repentance involves a good confession. Boy, man. See, I didn't premeditate nothing.
Praise the Lord.
No, I didn't.
Amen.
In fact, I'd like to talk about other things. I'd like to talk about what's going on with our presidency. See, we're on the verge. And if you don't believe me, you don't. We're at the time when the man of sin shall be revealed.
Amen.
And what will be revealed is time.
Sure. Amen.
And a lot of it has to do with New York. You know, God started this last move by bringing down the Twin Towers.
Oh, yes.
And then about 6 months later, I went to Henrietta, Oklahoma, and I stood in the pulpit. I called him up, turned, put me on the air. I said, now get out of here. And I was there all alone. Oh, I don't believe I heard that, Brother Clare. Oh? I was all alone. I made you leave, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Maybe I ought to do that with y'all. Just make you leave. Well, it wouldn't take my heart to get you out of leave. I just say, good night, God bless you, and go out that door, and you go. There's nobody planning on praying all night, are you? At least not here, are you? Why, you weren't even thinking about it, were you?
Huh?
And then night?
Oh, yes, Lord.
No better place to pray than in a prison cell. You're prisoners, folk.
Amen, brother.
Look at it. Came to prepare tonight. You were prisoners. Get in there.
Glory.
You're just not going to do anything. See, is it nothing to you that I struggle, that I'm on the verge of dying?
Thank you, Lord.
And if I die tonight, I'm a liar. I'm the prophet of time.
Amen.
So my death has to be a timely thing.
Amen. Truth.
Jesus died on time.
Amen.
It reads like this, and when the fullness of time was come. And after a night of all night praying, he jumped up and said, let's go now. It's time now.
Amen.
Are you folk ever going to move?
Hallelujah.
Is the word of God ever going to penetrate your soul until you can't only sit still?
Jesus.
You know, we are really something. You ought to read the rest of this chapter. You ought to just read it. I've used a lot of it. For instance, here's one. Thus have they loved to wander. They have not refrained their feet. Therefore the Lord doth not accept them. He will now remember their iniquities and visit their sins. You're under arrest. He was remembering my iniquities, wasn't he?
Yes,
he reminded me of them, wasn't he? Huh? And I keep telling you people, I was willing to go with them as long as they let you alone.
Hallelujah.
And they let the people alone. Brother Terry will tell you. Is Terry a liar? Terry, where'd you get that from?
I was right here for
the store. But where'd you get this fingerprinting in?
Oh, that's with the special agent.
Are you listening, you devil? Terry, better stand up because they got that's Terry. Look at it, y'all want to see. Go ahead, look. Probably one of the most faithful brothers.
Amen.
that God sent to this place.
Praise the Lord.
Huh?
Thank you, Father.
You don't hurt tonight, do you, Terry? Does your heart ever hurt?
Yes, sir.
Yes. You know nothing about that, do you? That's one reason why Terry didn't want to come and look at me.
Right.
To look at my face in that situation, it would hurt him.
Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
This thing, I got to look at your face.
Amen.
Yeah. Especially when you're hurt. Terry told you and me that the reason why they gathered all you people together after they got me off the land was they were going to make you identify who you was by your fingerprints, by your profile, so they could know who you is and where you is.
Amen.
That's what the mark of the beast is going to be.
Amen.
They're going to make you identify yourself. Well, who are you going to identify with? The beast or the Savior.
Right.
Oh, now you're going like that. Oh, so, are you really ready for that? Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
You folk really want to fight, don't you?
Thank you, Father.
This is what Paul meant when he said, I fought with beasts.
Sure.
The carnal nature, the carnal mind. The Ephesus church. The church at Ephesus.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
He said, you think I'm not experienced? I fought with beasts at Ephesus. Now, why don't you humbly say, man, I read that or I heard that, but I never knew what he was talking about. Was that a bunch of wolves running around? See, and even now, here I am trying to clarify to you. That's the carnal nature. That was the carnal mind in the people.
Hallelujah.
He wrestled with them. Even his own.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father.
It's not my spiritual mind that tells me to stay home and don't come up here.
No.
It's not my spiritual mind that tells me don't go to the dining hall. That's my carnal mind.
Sure.
It's my fleshly mind. I don't want to look at your face. And when I look at you sit there... And you know what? I've actually showed you that, and you still do it. Oh, am I being loved again?
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you can't stay awake, if you're that sleepy, leave. It can't do you no good.
Amen.
And if you don't leave... I'm going to call your name over the air, and I'll say, get out.
Oh, yes.
We're on the air, you know.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And a lot of folk out there, they know your names.
Sure.
Yeah, they do.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. How about our good friend Link? How'd you make out with him? You know he hasn't contacted me since then? Because he tried to pull a shenanigan on me again. And he said, oh, I didn't say that. Yeah, the first time I hassled with him, because he was here.
Yes, he was. Amen.
And I told him, and he put all kind of flowers on me.
Sure.
Ooh, heard the prophet sat in his midst. Nobody remembers you sat right back there in the dining hall. They soon forgot. Enoch was here. Jonathan was here.
Sure.
Pastor Roberts was here.
Amen.
Pastor Dow was here.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
How come every time you come, you keep sitting in the back? Oh, my. See? You know what he said? Nice seat. See? You wicked one. That's what happened in America. We start making nice seats. Get done away with you.
Oh,
the old-fashioned seats. It was a curse when we got all these. You know, boy, this is comfortable. I bring my cushion along and I get really comfortable. Do you understand what you just did? So you're going to sit in the back of the church bus because of a nice seat. Look, y'all look at their faces. We can't. Look at them. Look. Look.
Amen.
How they look. They do look, you know.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Some years ago when we were taking a few services on the video, I don't know how many we had, 4 or 5 maybe. Nobody remembered that either.
Oh yeah.
Camera there, couple cameras. Nobody remembered that. You release me, Lord. I'll clean this out. I don't care how much they find me. I'll get them out.
Thank you, Father.
See, even that statement doesn't. It's just an arrogant spirit.
Oh, Jesus.
Some of you brothers in this place, you better get through your head. Because the next time you come, you may not get in this house. It's the grace of God that's on me. That you're here.
Grace.
So God's going to say, how'd they get in there? No wedding garment on? No right spirit? Don't you know what the wedding garment is? And when the last time you prayed, then renew. Well, you're not going to do it if you think you're already right. Oh, you think I can't throw the New York finest out, huh? Well, I'll tell you what, Almighty God's going to throw the New York fire furnace into hell. Oh, God wouldn't do that. He just wouldn't do nothing like that.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Christ Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
We're in judgment, people.
Yes, Lord.
Me more than you. Judgment begins at the house of God.
Amen.
At the head.
Yes, sir.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I read that scripture and I thought, well, boy, that is something. There's some lines in there I've done so many times. For instance, here's one. Pray not for this people, for their good. But I tell you, pray for it, sure will, but not for your good. I'm not going to do it. Because you've already had so much goodness. Yeah, when I think of the goodness, I want to sit down in a nice soft seat. I want to get comfortable.
Oh, God.
And what?
Done.
My God, if you can even get out of New York, may not be so easy getting back in. God's making it harder and harder for backsliders.
Lord.
Come on, we perpetual backsliders.
Amen.
So don't look back.
No. Glory.
Well, I don't believe that's Old Testament. That's not New Testament. Well, true. It's a New Testament that made that null and void. Because Jesus said, I pray for them.
Hallelujah.
Not for the world, but I pray for these.
Amen.
So here God says, don't pray for them.
Hallelujah.
But then the New Testament, the new agreement, the new promise. Amazing how Steve runs from, oh, you're the prophet, but. And you'll really be the prophet if you let me correct you, straighten you. And I'm not going to let you do it. None of you. I'm in the hands of God, and I sure don't want to be in your hands.
Hallelujah. Him is great mercy.
And even with that kind of talk, you still See, you've done this so long. The Bible made it very clear. In the day you hear the voice. And look how many days in the last 2 or 3 years that you heard the voice at least twice a day. Except when I wouldn't come down to you. And even then, if you listen since I go on here.
Hallelujah.
Even then.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm going back to my favorite scripture. Is it nothing to you, all you that pass by?
Glory to God.
Nobody wants to find that scripture, do they? Do they? Now Gina's going to find it. I done quoted it, 10 minutes ago? Did I? It's in the book.
Yes, Lord.
And the books are opened.
Lord. Yes.
And we're going to be judged on the things written in the book.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
And there you go again. What about you? I've been judged.
Amen.
Lord.
I purposed this morning that I was not going to preach tonight. In fact, I contemplated, who should I ask? I was going to ask him or ask Dennis. Upset you because I didn't ask you? Would you have been glad if I asked you? Because I didn't do it. Remember the last time I asked a guy to preach? I wasn't going to ask Timothy. Because when I was in the prison house, I asked him to preach and he wouldn't do it. Of course, then he went back and done it. But there, it was so important for me to...
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I even called him on the phone. Yeah. Because Prince Timothy was one of the guys that I could call.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I'm not going to call him one of the sisters to preach. Although we got some that can preach better than most of you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
When they testify, boy. Mm-hmm. Ah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Believe I'll testify. I know. See, you got the chance, but you don't have the choice because I won't give it to you.
Lord.
I won't give it to you. And it's very important.
True.
Sooner or later, you've got to give a testimony.
Oh, yeah.
For you overcome. It's going to have to be.
Oh, yeah.
Lord.
Oh, yeah.
But you're going to have a testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Can you understand that?
Yes, sir.
I'm saved and sanctified, filled with heaven, sweet Holy Ghost. Who? I watched them do that. Then fight. I told you, I saw people do it. Is it nothing to you, all you that pass by? Oh, I get it. I'm passing by, Lord.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Now, what we are looking, as I look at the world, as I look at Mr. Trump, do you know that Mr. Trump is doing what God did by judging the prophet? Because judgment on America come from the head man.
Right.
Well, who's the head man here?
You are.
How many folk accuse me of lying? And have I? Sure. Sure I've lied. Sure. I told you Jesus Christ is coming this... I even told you that. If he don't come, and very soon, I told you when I die, Jesus is coming.
Amen.
And you folk believe that, huh?
Yes.
Well, then you better get ready because my death is drawing nigh. How did Jesus try to tell his apostles? Huh? They weren't ready, were they?
Amen.
They weren't ready for the resurrection, were they?
That's right, they were not.
Why don't you say amen and stop looking at me like that?
Amen.
Or get out. They mocked the messenger of God.
Oh,
that's not you. See that guy mocked me back there? You can hear it?
Amen, brother.
Oh, God.
Hey, I tell you what, I need some help with Robert. Robert's a good friend of yours, isn't he? I need some help with Robert. He needs $1,500. You got it? You ain't got it, you damn liar. You may not have it with him, but you can get it. See, people, now Robert needs $1,500. You know, this morning I was telling you about how I had to give one of our sisters some money to go. And just as soon as I gave it to her, I walked out and started down to the tap, to the dining hall, and I had $100,000. But I said, I can't use that for help, Robert, because that was given to the ministry. But there was others there. There was $700. Let me see. There they are. So I'm pretty close to helping Robert. And Robert's not here.
Amen.
Huh?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
True.
You see, you're sitting there and you missed the whole point. I gave somebody some money. I don't give church money to anybody to go fix anything. I don't touch God's money that was given to me to preach. So I'm going to give Robert. I'll get it for him.
Amen.
Yeah, I will. And you can help me. Sure you can.
Right now.
Good. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon. But in the meantime, if Robert comes through this door, I got to give him $1,500. I don't have to. But I made him a promise.
Thank you, Father.
I made him a promise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yesterday I said to Robert, you don't have to live over in that house. You don't have to live over there. That would stop him running around to that ungodly woman, which he says he doesn't do. That would stop him running to the beer joint to get some beer, which he says he doesn't do. And he'll say, well, I got pain, so I'm going to take a drink. You people won't budge, will you? Will you? And he can't afford to get angry with me right now. Although he probably is. Probably is. But I made a promise to him. And the reason I done it, because Robert gave $2,100,000. And when they left, I could not give it back to him because I just didn't have it. So I gave him a house. A house that's worth about $85,000 to $90,000.
Father.
Get it over to him.
Thank you, Father.
Help him pay for cars. And I promised him, if you ever need anything, to live. Now, what do you need $1,500 for? Well, he told me it's for a guardian. Because since he left here with the wife and little children, he was going to make his own life and take care of it. They divorced. And to get custody of his children, it had to be agreed upon by the court. And a lot of times we have to look for Robert to measure up his responsibility with the children. The other night I was in the house, the phone rang, and there was little RJ, and he was just crying. Remember? He wanted his daddy. Tried to call his daddy, right? Huh? See, you got to learn to be faithful in the little things. And being concerned about his little boy is not a little thing. You love me, don't you? Who's next? Brother, have you heard any more about his doctor appointment? Brother Jerry, have you heard any more about it? Have you gone back to him anymore? Don't know. Huh? When did you talk to him?
Today.
Oh, he was here today?
No, he hasn't gone back yet.
Robert was here today?
Yes, sir.
He'll be back tomorrow. I love Robert. And I watch this guy just throwing every opportunity. And you don't like me talking like that because you know I'll do that same thing with you.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Yeah, come busting into the radio room one morning. I'm leaving. I'm going to take charge of my own life. I said, come on. Okay. Here. Here's a house. Here's a car. Here's the money. But now he can't do it, can he? I got a good job, he told me a little while ago. If you folk don't knock it off in the next 5 minutes, you get the hell out of here. There's no more, nothing I can do with you for you. You just keep sitting there. It's all I'm concerned, because nothing to you, means nothing to you, all you that pass by. You see right here? God is passing by. Means nothing to you?
Yes.
Pass by then, Lord. And what I'm trying to tell you, how remarkable that God give me. I might have it myself already. Let me see. 1, 2. Hey, Robert, where are you at? 3, 4, 5, 600. Getting close. There's not much there, but I know where there's some more.
Hallelujah.
You know, if you need something, my God shall supply all of your needs.
All your needs.
According to his riches.
In glory.
That he has stored up.
Amen.
In the bank of heaven.
Hallelujah.
And you're the interest. He's interested in you.
Hallelujah.
Why don't somebody?
Hallelujah.
Oh, we are something, Lord.
Hallelujah.
When they fast, I will not hear them, their cry. When they offer their burnt offerings and their oblation, I will not accept them. I may not accept your money. I turn money down.
Sure you have.
I turn down hundreds of dollars, thousands. Yeah, turn it down. Give it back.
Amen.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll even turn down your offerings of praise.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Or your offerings of worship.
Oh, God.
God said, I'm not going to accept it. Well, you're a cruel God. No, I'm not. I'm an angry God.
Amen.
You ever try to help somebody, they won't let you? Makes you angry.
Amen.
Huh?
True.
How often he said, I'd have helped you? And you wouldn't. And then the wrath of God was raised up against Israel.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hmm?
Lord. Yes, God.
You think the wrath of God revealed when it beat Jesus?
Sure.
He was wounded.
Oh, yes.
And beaten.
Yes.
And chastised.
Amen.
Paying the price for that rebellious house.
Amen.
And somebody in this place.
Yes. All right. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
How much I owe? You don't owe nothing.
Amen.
Except to love him.
Hallelujah.
He paid the debt. Surprised at all if I say, come on, folks, let's pay this.
Amen.
And you have it, then you got right in your pocket right now.
Sure.
Amen. I remember one time, Cheryl remembers this. I walked into the tabernacle and I said, somebody's going, God told me to take an offering, and he said, there'll be $10,000 here.
Right.
Now that's back. Today, that's peanuts for me.
Amen.
Yeah, but back there, I was struggling all the time.
Amen.
I put a Bible down. Didn't have too many people. You're going to do it again, huh? I said, God told me this morning there'll be $10,000 in the offering. I think, did you count it? How much? $18,000.
Glory.
You said, boy, I tell you,
we
are a hardened people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I wonder where that come from. I didn't have very many people. Might have had, 30 maybe? Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Where in the world and these folks just like you?
Right.
I mean, the reason why I don't take off into around here because you folks give it all, right?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Right? Right?
Amen.
Right?
Bless you, Lord.
It's kind of ridiculous to take off some people and already gave it all, right? Wouldn't that be ridiculous?
Sure.
Right?
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
And I do right. That's one reason why I tell you, I don't take no offerings.
Amen.
I got yours again today. That must be automatic, right? How long is it going to last?
December is the moment.
Yes, things are running out, aren't they?
Yeah.
I believe I'll give an offering. Well, I got this choice. You people are just as hard as could be. Is that all of it? Yeah. Sister, did you and your husband agree to this? Look, listen, there's this old mom again. She's trying to look at me and say, where'd you get that from? Look at it, see? Look, see? Huh? You know what happened to those two? You know what happened to them? God killed him on the spot.
Amen.
Well, I have to hold some back for my bills. You mean God can't take care of your bills when they come due? Or maybe you can learn to stop making bills?
Sure.
Amen. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Aye, 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 aye. I told you I didn't want to preach, Lord. I become these people's enemy. But I tell them the truth. I would really like to talk to my audience. Because they're up. Why did you talk about what's going on? Well, I tell them. See, what's going on is we're watching the man of sin being formed. And if it's not Mr. Trump, it's got to be somebody real close. That time. He will be revealed in his time.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Do you know what time it is?
Amen. Hallelujah.
You think you got time to keep doing what you're doing? Because what you're doing is much of the Antichrist spirit. Looking back, going back, making plans. Pray not for this people, for their good. Give them a good whooping, God. Chastise them. That's to correct you.
Bless you, Jesus.
Put you in the position where you got a lot of bills and you can't pay them. They're going to take away your home and your car. Your family will even leave you. Yes, sir. His family won't come with them. They want to stay in New York. And little girl, your girl still going to college? Oh, she got a good job? All that fine education? Hey? If he'll be honest, when he came, I said, come on here. Well, his wife, I said, well, they can bring him with you. He's got a nice house over there. May not be as nice as in Long Island. If you're in New York, stay in it.
Amen.
If you're in God's will, stay in it.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pouring out the old wine. And as long as there was wine to pour out, then the wine stayed. That stayed. They bring your vessel. As long as they brought vessels, he could pour out the wine. But it was only when they run out of vessels, then the wine stayed. That's what a song can bring your vessels, not a few. Never heard that one? Huh? Come on, vessels. You bring them vessels, and you just pour out the wine and. He will fill your heart today to overflowing. As the Lord commandeth you, bring your vessels, not a few.
Glory.
Yeah, bring your children, bring your loved ones.
Hallelujah.
Here, Lord, fill them.
Amen.
Just fill them. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Just fill them up, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Boy, oh boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Oh, my loving brother.
When the world's on fire, don't you want to lose them?
Daisy, can already see. I'm not talking about that one.
No.
That daisy been plucked up, and she'll never be planted again. She mocked her husband, and God finally got him away from her. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't this something? People don't believe me when I say things like that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So that old daisy, she's going to get plucked up, and they won't be planted anymore. Don't worry, they're not listening anymore. They're turning it off. Right, same old guy preaching all the time.
Thank you, Jesus.
But they had a little sister named Daisy. She had glaucoma. And she'd always, we'd bring her, we'd bring her to church. She'd sit on the front row. She'd start singing, water first time, this time fire.
Hallelujah.
Let's see how that song go. Go ahead.
Flash or no, rainbow sun, you won't be born a fire.
Very good. You two black folk, that's it. Come on, sing. White folk never sang that.
No, that's
a black folk song. The little old ignorant black folk. You're not even ignorant.
No.
That's pretty good. Come on, you two, sing it for me again.
It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain. Like Eldora, there is in my rain. God's your door, the rainbow sign. Said it won't be warm, but fire next time.
Gonna rain down fire.
It's gonna rain.
Remember how God poured out fire on Solomon Gamal?
You do it.
Amen.
Oh,
Demetrius Duderman said, America's Solomon Gamal. God carried me over this city, over that city. Then he said to me, Solomon Gamal. Come burn.
Amen.
And for years and years, even before he showed up, I preached about America burning.
Amen.
That's it.
Sure.
I told you I went across the country, sleeping in that little camper. All you folk went looked in that camper. It's just down with Timothy put a nice covering over it.
Hallelujah.
To preserve it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
The back door's open, I think.
Yeah.
You can open them and look in.
Yes.
Yeah. I had both good and bad take place in that camper.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to hear about, the good or the bad?
Yes.
I can tell you both. I'm not afraid to tell you both.
Amen.
I'm not. Got his angels to him.
Yes.
Tell you the secrets. That's why God don't reveal secrets of people to you. He knows it. He knows the secrets of men's heart.
Surely.
He knows them.
Hallelujah.
That's right. He knows them.
Amen.
Can you imagine if God would start revealing your secrets? Now, I've seen men of God that God used to reveal the secrets. Uh-huh. And I get pretty close once in a while. See, look how long it took me to get her to... Because she tried to somehow make me think that her and Craig were just friends. Well, they were.
Amen.
They were friends. Sometimes she sat closer than a wife.
Hallelujah.
It's going to rain. It's going to rain down fire. These are songs that were sung over and over again in the great Philadelphia revival. Because God was raining down the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You could put up a tent. I remember putting up a tent in Decatur, Alabama. Nobody even knew I was there. I just drove in town, got a lot, and put the tent up. First night, 25 or 30 people.
Hallelujah.
I didn't advertise because I had no money to advertise.
Glory. Oh, God.
Glory.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Didn't have too much trouble getting folk here for the 1998 gathering. But I didn't do it. He gathered them.
Hallelujah.
He did a gathering.
Hallelujah.
Where are they? Where are they?
Amen.
Now I'm going to try to close, but you could just see what's going on. Right now they've got a big hassle. If Mr. Trump, if he is not even nominated, you hear me? Because
yes,
if he gets the nomination, he's going to steal the election. He stole the last one.
Amen.
He is not, as Jimmy Carter said, a legitimate president.
Amen.
He stole it. The last president that was elected by the popular vote was Obama. Mr. Young Bush, he was not elected by the popular vote. They stole. See, they got this little thing called
electoral.
And they actually buy and sell them.
Sure.
So our elections are not honest. Now they're fussing about how you're going to vote.
Hallelujah.
They want to let people vote by mail because there's a fraud there. Every election in America has been a fraud. Everyone. Yeah. Duly elected. Last election, Miss Hillary had hundreds of thousands of votes, popular votes. Mr. Trump, he didn't get them. Why are you doing that to me? Why are you so dense?
Okay.
You hear him talk now about certain states. One's troubling. In fact, he's in one tonight. That was a stronghold. But now it's in jeopardy. Don't you know the Antichrist's spirit is in jeopardy? Because God still got his spirit here?
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Huh? God's still moving by his spirit. Holding back.
Yes.
In fact, there was an article sent to me tonight, and I mentioned it to you, about the United Nations, 75 years old, and they were formed after the Second World War to prevent wars.
Yeah, sure.
And now here they are, they got their own armies from all the nations of the world. Or don't you know what United Nations forces are? They're forces that's made up and paid for mostly by the United States.
Oh, God.
And I told you this a long time ago that Jerusalem, the armies that will surround Jerusalem, will be United Nations peace keeping forces. And by peace, they will destroy many.
Amen.
They will be used to take peace from off the earth. This is amazing, but I'm looking right at these people, and their eyes are glassed over. no understanding. The little group he's got around the White House right now, they're United Nations people.
Hallelujah.
Mr. Trump, you know, he'll go to the United Nations, he'll just tell them. The police state, that this state is going to be by United Nations. Peace. You got peace in Portland, peace in Miami,
all right.
Peace in Washington. And, you know, like the peace officer used to be.
Amen.
Peace. Peace, peace. And there'll be no peace. I'd like to know why you folk are so scared.
Oh, Jesus.
For when they said peace and safety, then. But save in the 91st song. Oh boy.
He that dwelleth in the place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I say unto the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God.
Oh, wait a minute now. My God, and in Him
will
I trust.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I don't trust
Hallelujah.
Our government. I don't trust our politicians.
Yes, God.
I don't trust our preachers.
My God.
I don't even trust me.
Amen.
I don't trust my flesh.
All right.
This has failed me.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I got to holler for help just to walk.
Hallelujah.
Years ago, I'd have carried y'all.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
I'm like old Peter. I'm old now. I got to say, come on. I got me a little crutch.
Thank you, Father.
Wow.
Glory.
You people better leave me alone. You better leave each other alone.
Sure.
Amen.
Yet, you know why you should leave him alone? So he alone can take care of him.
Hallelujah.
You can't do it. You better save yourself from trying to save somebody else.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
And see, even with a statement like that, what a profound statement I just said.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, Brother Terry, did Peter tell us to save ourselves? Yep. Save yourself from you judging each other.
Sure.
You can't save nobody else, and they can't save you. So save yourself from that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Leaning upon the arm of flesh, the arm of flesh will has now saved you. What does that mean? Trusting in your checks, trusting in your government,
sure.
Trusting in your family. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
I will boldly say. Boldly.
Hallelujah.
Let the weak say, I'm strong. Say it. What are you strong in? And what else does that mean? Seated.
Thank you, Lord.
Then said I, our Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, ye shall not see. This is so obvious.
Sure.
There's hardly a preacher in this country who agree that God is going to destroy America.
Amen.
Oh, God's going to save America. God's going to make America great again.
That's so.
And they're lying.
Amen.
I'm on the air.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
America's not going to make it.
No.
Destined to be completely wiped out.
Yes.
Yes.
In 1 hour, so great riches. A rich nation.
Hallelujah.
Rich.
Amen.
Look at you. Look how rich you are.
Amen.
Look how rich you are.
Yes. Amen.
Hard for you to believe there's people who don't make a dollar a day.
Amen.
Some don't make nothing.
Because
you're rich.
Amen.
You
got more dresses than you need, more pants than you need, more shoes than you need, more food than you need.
Hallelujah.
More love than you can handle.
Hallelujah.
Rich.
Hallelujah.
And because thou sayest, I don't need anything.
Amen.
I got much knowledge. I've increased in knowledge.
Yes.
I don't need anybody to tell me anything.
There you go.
How many times you folks say, I say, who shall I speak and give warning? You say, me. And then when I do it, of course, you don't need a warning. Then said I, our Lord God, behold, the prophets, boy, listen to them. I've never seen so many different prophets come up on the YouTube. Every day at times, I click YouTube. Where'd that one come from? Oh, we're going to tell you, Sid Roth is one of them. He'd been supernatural. Mm-mm. I can't even name them all because there's names I never heard before. Tell you what God's going to do with Mr. Trump in the next 3 months. The Lord gave me a dream. Of course, nobody here ever checks any of those things, do you? Why, you would know which way to go. You, who are you going to believe? Believe the prophets? Ah. Sometimes I sit there and I cry. I say, my God, have I missed it that bad? The Lord give me a word for the next 2050. It's going to be a great revival. No, there won't be. Because Jesus is going to come and there'll be a great restoration. Why the hell do I want a revival? I've had enough of them.
Amen.
I need something that's going to last for eternity. My hope is built on nothing less than the promises of God. I will come again. Wait a little longer, please, Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus.
I remember I was down in Sanford, Florida, living in the back of the old cargo trailer. A young man come by, and he said, I know God's with you, but said, you preach we're going through the tribulation. We're going to get caught out. He was a visionary. He was very excited about the secret rapture.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I show you a secret, a mystery.
Amen.
We're not all asleep.
No. Hallelujah.
But we will all be changed.
Hallelujah.
In a moment. In the twinkling of a... I need somebody here. I need somebody to show me what a twinkle is.
Hallelujah.
Hey, oh, come on. are you? A twinkle, please. No volunteers? Y'all twinkle? I didn't say a wink. He said twinkle. He didn't say we're going to be changing the wink. So we're all going to be changing the twinkle.
Twinkle.
That's fast.
Sure.
Your eye twinkled so much you didn't even know it.
Amen.
No. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Lord God.
We shall be changed in a twinkling.
Amen.
In the twinkling.
Change.
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Absent from the body, present with the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Well, that's all fantasy, Brother Starr. You know, we heard it before, but really.
Blessed hope.
Ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were. No, they don't. Even wars we fight are nothing like the ones.
Amen. The fires.
Even the way we fight them.
Amen.
Ah.
Glory to King Jesus.
Send a phone number here. All you fine people out there. Our people here would like to know, is you there? You'd like to know we're here, don't you? I'm here.
I'm here.
Is that you? Where'd that come from? Is that you, Brother Dare? That's me.
I'm trying
to think of who that was that did that. Anybody remember telling the story about that? Oh, Sister Wimp? No, but Sister Wimp? Huh?
The coffee machine? Were you doing the coffee machine? And you were really mad, and the woman called you, and you came across the bridge?
Oh, yeah, little old lady. Now, that's a story, you folk. The lady did not come to our church. Hello?
Praise the Lord, Brother Steph.
Who?
Brothers here, we're at the tabernacle listening to the prophet.
Are you shouting?
Hallelujah!
He sounds just like you.
Hallelujah.
Did Pastor Rice get a hold of you today yet?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You know what he wants to do?
What's that?
He wants to get back home real quick so he can send you back over here.
That sounds pretty good.
Amen.
All right. So when we lose this, hallelujah, we'll get another one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you won't miss a lick. God bless you, brother. Get off the phone. Now you want to hang in there.
Amen, brother. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. You do that every time you get the Gentile. Yeah, every time. You get them to say, hallelujah, until they all sound just like, come on.
Hallelujah.
Not quite. he got to get a better ring to it.
Amen.
He got to get an experience.
Hallelujah.
That was hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
Phone.
You're calling on your daughter's phone?
Yes, sir. I'm listening to the broadcast on my phone and I'm calling on my daughter's phone. This is Sister Sharon.
Oh, I know who you is.
We're listening, but he had to go to work.
Huh. Where does he work at?
He works for manufacturing, car parts.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, how old is your daughter?
She's 17.
Well, next time you come, you can bring her.
I'm trying to. She would like to come, she says.
Oh, is she there right now?
She is.
Yes. Put her on the phone.
Okay. Ellie.
Ellie. Little Ellie.
She wants to talk to you.
Come on, little Ellie.
Hello?
Hello, little Ellie.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, you are? That means you're serving the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. I'm not going to take that away from you. Now, you come with your mom, okay?
Okay.
We like to look at pretty girls down here.
Okay.
You know what I do with pretty girls?
What?
I give them a hug. I got two pretty girls right here, and they insist I give them a hug. God bless you. I'll look to see you soon.
Okay, I'll come.
I got to worry. Hear that? She said, I'll come. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me.
Counselor, my God is Jesus.
With that song, see, from all sin and shame.
Yes.
And the sin he's talking about is unbelief.
Surely.
He does so many things mysteriously that unbelief can domineer you.
That's right.
So he'll keep you from that sin. I wish you. God, if you took sins on it, you're in trouble. I came to Jesus. He took my sins. He took my sin. My sins, which were all many, are all washed away. Sins. My God. Come, you sinners. God says sinners. That's probably the most important revelation that God burned in my soul. Simply because I'm a sinner.
Yes, surely. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Surely.
Thank you, Father.
And I told you the story how one day he said to Peter, cast your net on the other side. Mm-hmm. Peter said, come on, man. I done fished all night. What makes you think I'm going to catch some fish? You know anything about fish? Who? Are you a fisherman?
Hallelujah! Lord!
And Jesus knew all about fish.
Yes, Lord.
He made them.
Yes, Lord. Lord. Lord.
Our dear old brother. Brennan talked about the well again. There was no well. That was a special fish.
My Lord.
God prepared.
Hallelujah.
A special fish for Jonah. Hey, how could that fish swallow Jonah? Because it was prepared.
Hallelujah.
It's a shame. It's a shame how many of us preachers, you know, good well, but it was not a well. People got fussy at Brother Brennan because he taught the serpent seed, and in their mind and his, he would talk about having sex with Eve. That's what he was doing. Yeah. So Satan entered into Eve. Yeah. Look, see, what he did was he spoke to her. How did God speak to man? He just spoke to him. How did the devil? He just speaks to him.
Amen.
If you hear God, you hear the devil. You hear the devil, you hear God. When the devil talks, you know he's telling you a lie.
Sure.
You should.
Amen.
Hmm?
Sure.
That's why I told Charles. I said, Charles, don't you tell these people that God told you to kill your mama. He's a murderer. He was a murderer. He took a butcher knife and killed his mom and daddy in the kitchen. And the report was when the police finally got there, there was blood everywhere. They didn't even try him. They stuck him in a mental hospital and threw the key away.
Thank you, Lord.
If Charles was here tonight, he'd be hollering at you folk. How can y'all sit like that and that preacher preaching like that?
Hallelujah.
And I still tell you, when I finally made a trip to Bridgewater, I tried to get Jody to go because Jody lived there. Jody was, he was afraid. Say, Jody, quit coming here. You know, I could. He's afraid.
Thank you.
These people left here because they're afraid. Hang around me now, they're going to bear the reproaches. You don't think there's been any reproach to this ministry?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Amen, brother.
Is that part of your problem? Because you're bearing the reproach. Mm-hmm. Now, I keep saying, if Mr. Trump, if he wins the nomination, which is still in jeopardy, according to all this news junk, 50-50, Mr. Lindsey Graham, who is a senator, been here for years, and now they're telling us he went into the Senate himself. He had no money. Now he's a multimillionaire. And he changed his tune so much. A couple of years ago, he called, what did he call Mr. Trump? Every name, a dummy, a fool, an imbecile. Now he says, see, and he's doing it for this one reason. Because South Carolina, more than likely, is going to go for Mr. Trump. We've never, hardly ever had a Democratic senator from here. We've always had a Republican. Now, Mr. Graham is under a great task because there's an old black dude. And see, the strong home of the Republican Party who put in president was the black folk. Let's stand. I'm tired of fooling with you. You won't shake yourself at all. You sit there. You won't do it. I don't know why you won't. Well, we don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about what's going on in the world. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
The time for the man of sin is to be revealed.
Yes.
Not because he wants to do it, because God wants to do it.
Amen.
God uses time.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And most of us got to redeem time because we didn't pay no attention to time. So God put me in prison. Folks started paying attention.
Hallelujah.
You should see the letter I got down there this morning on the table again. And I said to myself, what the hell? Hey, you devils, why am I a problem to you? I only have about 45, 50 people. Can't get too much more money on because I got it all. And if I haven't got it all, I will. I will. But then start tonight. You'd be surprised how much money's right in your pockets right now.
Sure.
Look at her grinning me. You gave it all, haven't you? And you got none at all? At home?
Change.
Huh?
Change.
Well, that's money.
Yes.
How about a little woman?
Yeah.
Oh, she had little pennies. And Jesus said, wow, that woman gave more than y'all.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I don't know why we read those stories and we don't believe that they're to be used for our day. And Jesus was watching the giving.
Sure he was.
He's watching. He watched them walk down with the $100 bills, with the $50 gold piece, put their shoulder back.
True.
I'll quote the scripture to you how they left all, and you all try to say, I did it. And then I find out you didn't leave it all. Kept some with you. You know, it would take real faith when you have nothing.
Truth.
But faith.
That's right.
I've been there many times. Many times. And then I tell you how God continually, hey, I was asked many times, what are you going to do when there's no money? Well, I'd rather be caught with no money than no faith.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I told you a story about how I preached in a place and they gave me a few bucks and I got so mad. An old man walked up to me, an old preacher. He said, what's wrong, son? I said, my God, I said, I pour my heart out and all these people give me just a few bucks. Well, he said, I want to ask you a question. Who do you work for? You work for God or you work for the people?
Oh, yes, Lord.
I work for God.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I'm serving the Lord. He said, who paid you? Did God pay you or did the people pay you? I said, God does. He paid you what you're worth.
Hallelujah.
You're a good paymaster. So yesterday, he considered me worth $100,000.
Glory.
I saved to give it to him.
Amen.
Now, I made some boo-boos.
Sure.
Because there for a while, I would take some of the money and I put it in the stock market, invested in it, lost it every time. Yeah, one time I invested in an insurance company who guaranteed 50% interest. And then he bankrupt. And I wrote a check for 25 because they told me, anytime once in a while, just write a check. So I wrote a check. Put it through. Bango. Insufficient funds. But I know I had 100,000 there. You ain't going to bankrupt God.
No.
He got sufficient grace.
Glory.
His grace is all sufficient.
Amen.
He said, Paul, my grace is sufficient.
Hallelujah.
Don't care what your debt is, boy, I'm going to pay it.
Thank you, Lord.
I wish somebody get excited. He paid the debt. He's not going to pay it. He paid it. He said, now when I come back, if they run up some more, I'll pay that too. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's indebted to us. He promised us.
Hallelujah.
Must Jesus bear the cross? No cross,
no crown.
Hallelujah. I must surely put off what a cross.
Hallelujah.
Because he died on the cross.
Amen.
So if I'm going to put this off, shall be a death on the cross.
Hallelujah.
This ministry has been a cross. I cross you, you cross me, and we all cross him. But at the cross, it's where I saw the light. Been where I would call and he wouldn't answer. This makes no difference what I tell you. I told you what I was praying when I was in that prison house. I told you. Get out of here. You defiant people. When I prayed for anything else, I shut that. He didn't hear me. I didn't pray just to get out of the prison house. I put you here for a reason. Because I saw a bunch of sheep up here. And that was the first time when people were being torn apart because I'm in the prison house. You smite the shepherd, scatter the flock. I hope you get it, Paul.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Glory to God. Y'all be so thankful that there's something you can do. Because I can do it, get it done without you.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I'll get this done without you. Because I got him.
Amen.
And he got me.
Glory to God.
You're a burden, and I'm a burden. I told you this all along. I'm tribulation. Then I laughed, you know. But through much tribulation. I got to go through too.
Amen.
So, we're all tribulation.
Yes, Lord.
And look at how much I got. Mine's tough by itself, but my God. But the yoke is easy. And the burden is light.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And when the battle's over,
yes,
we'll lay down the cross and pick up a crown. I'm a Holy Ghost cheerleader.
Hallelujah.
Let's give him a P.
Hallelujah.
Let's give him an A.
Hey.
Let's give him an I.
Hi.
Let me see how you spell this right. Praise.
Praise
him. He shows about sacrifice. Did he present his body a living sacrifice? Did he present his body?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God have mercy on them.
Mercy, Lord.
They're so dull of hearing. You know, back in the field of the church, we just be starting church.
Glory.
We would never put the preacher up to 10 o'clock.
Glory.
And sometimes we'd be there, they stay all night.
My Lord.
Many a night in Philadelphia.
Thank you, Father.
I'd walk out with people laying on the floor, praying, crying. My soul loves you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Midnight, 1 o'clock, I'd go home. Come back the next morning, open the church, walk, and they're still there. All night. And they get up and go to work. Oh, what kind of a time that was, huh? Filling up the church, open door.
Glory.
Just God made it so easy to worship. So easy to pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
So we've seen God shut the door, didn't he?
Sure.
I'm just a little symbol of what was. I would lead song service for 3 hours, dancing all over the place.
Praise God. Praise you.
Hallelujah.
I do pretty good now if I try, but oh boy, I could dance. I could shout.
Yes.
I shout that. I shout the whole crowd.
Sure.
Do it again, Lord. I've been waiting on you, Lord. You promised any way to the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up on wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I wish you could see your faces. Even to something like that, you look at me, how's he going to react to that? He looks at him straight. What you looking at?
Hallelujah.
Look at Paul. He's still. Why are you picking on him? Because that's what God. God picks him to come his way. Make sure he gets saved.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Way back there, his dad talked about the prophet.
Glory.
He never thought you'd ever be living with the prophet. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Hello.
Thank you, Brother Steve.
See, this guy's insistent, huh? This Brother Rufus again. Hey, now what would you do with that? I say, yeah. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What is your twice dead? Okay, then you go find somebody to go along and pat you on the head with that. Don't even bother with me. See, he's doing the same thing Steve did. Oh, the new covenant. And praise the Lord. See, we mock God, people. Oh, brother Best. Y'all heard his cry. They cried, they prayed, but the prayer is too late. Now, how would you like to be in my position? With a guy like Steve, huh? We got an email today from Spain. Heard me on 4 different transmitters. I can't hear you. You're a bunch of liars. We're on the shortwave so much, in so many different channels.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at these four women. Look at them. You're not helping me out. Well, now we don't quite understand. Would you please tell us where we can find you? I said, no, you seek.
Amen.
We're there.
Sure.
Where can I find you, Lord? Seek.
Glory.
Seek. You keep searching.
Amen.
Why won't you folk help me out? Why are you sitting there with that kind of response? Please tell me why. Please tell me why.
Thank you, Lord.
Please tell me. Tell me why. I didn't hear you. I don't hear this. Please tell me why.
Thank you, Father.
Please tell me why. You can hear us on the phone, even you. On the satellite. On the shortwave. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
All day, all night.
Yes.
In the morning, in the evening.
Sure.
When you're out in the field.
Amen.
Having trouble sleeping? Put the radio on. I'll put you to sleep. Oh, see that? See that? See that? What do you think you did that for? Huh? You said, boy, that's it. Yeah, sleep, right? Of course, you don't want to hear me when you're sleeping, do you? Because I'm going to holler, wake up!
Yes, hallelujah. Yes.
Awake now to sleeping.
Arise from the dead.
If you get any comments from Brother Burgess, he's listening, you know. He's just not listening. So every once in a while, I say, hey, come on, Burgess. Take it up right there. That's Burgess.
Sure.
His love to meet you, shake your hand. Now, I get up with the wizard, I wouldn't call his name, would it? Huh? Hoping that he's listening.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, you'll know when you get home, you'll say, you ain't listening to me. You listen to that promise, Jane. You keep going back over there. Here's the car. Go and get gone. Get away from me. Because I know if you hang around here and he gets on that air, you're going to shout.
Hallelujah.
Then you're going to look at me and say, come on, Bert. How do you talk in Burgess, don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, Burgess. That's what she talks about. Hey, Burgess. Right? Tell me how you do it.
Sometimes just the Burgess.
Sometimes just the Burgess.
Just the Burgess.
You know, hey, Burgess.
Hallelujah.
That's his name. That's more powerful than his other name.
Sure.
That's the root of his name.
Hallelujah.
You take his name? What's your last name?
Burgess.
Burgess. Hello, Sister Hallelujah. Burgess. Hey, Burgess.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, I wish you folk would repent of your willful ignorance. But I don't understand. Yeah, I know. I know. See, that's why I don't talk about politics too much, because people don't understand what they don't understand. I know Mr. Trump very well. In fact, I've been telling you, he's going to nominate a woman. And she is pretty. And she don't know what kind of price she's going to have to pay. He makes bargains.
Makes deals.
And she's given this young woman a chance to become a Supreme Court justice for the rest of her life. You're going to pay your dues, lady. It's amazing because he's in... Four women. Yeah, I look at that one woman who was highly qualified. Yes, sir.
Well.
He's a womanizer. And he said very clearly, women like me because I'm rich. Well, look how rich he is now. Rich in power.
Sure.
He's exercising power, but not by his own strength.
Amen.
You don't. Most of the billionaires are losing their money. Well, he's been bragging about being a billionaire, and it's very known that his wealth has dropped.
Sure.
Of course, he still snow jobs you. Because Trump been known as a billionaire. What's wrong with you people? Am I talking? I should have put my teeth in. You don't even know what I'm saying when I say, what's wrong with you? Well, I'm trying to show you. You sit there and you...
Thank you, Father. Help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Need some help, Lord.
Oh, God.
Quicken us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
See, that's why I don't talk too much about it. Who's going to understand that?
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He's the most powerful man on this earth, controlled by Satan. So when you're going to judge that guy, who do you judge him by? By the most powerful man on this earth, in the church.
Hallelujah.
Well, you can't talk about Mr. Trump with his womanizing. Well, I know all about it. I know women, I know men. I said I know them.
Sure.
But I don't know men like I know women.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
I didn't have them try to fool me, but they didn't fool me. Oh, y'all. You don't want to hear it, do you? The other day, a soldier killed another soldier down in the Philippines. But when he took that soldier, it was just an action like a woman. And he was all excited. You people amaze me. All I do is start describing something. Look. You think you women are pretty? You ought to see some of them transgenders. Wow. Woo. They ain't got false, fake breasts. No, no. They got real breasts that's been puffed up. Mm-hmm. Now they got artificial ones. And they're telling us that they're putting the pornography trade out of business. To listen. You can rent one for $1,000 a week. And she'll never leave you. She's always there. Well, what's your pleasure, sir? I know what's wrong with you people. We just don't want to face. We're in Sodom and Gomorrah, people. The filthiness of man is great. In all the earth.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Filthy minds, filthy heart, filthy lives, filthy bodies.
Amen.
What a day. As it were, in the days, even could get lots to leave, could he? Can I go through that with you? God came down because he heard what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. Boy, said, that's something. I think I'll go down and check that out for myself. Even he had a hard time believing they were that wicked. Yeah. Why don't you, Helen, you read it? No, you won't even try that. You sit right there and shall we stand to hell with you? You don't want to do it. I'm serious, Bill. What a remarkable thing God did, huh? He heard about how evil and wicked Sodom and Gomorrah was. Stop looking at me like this. It's in the book.
Yes. In the book?
It's written.
Yes, Lord.
He himself had a hard time believing it was so wicked.
Yes.
I might just tell a story just for spite.
Hallelujah.
That's what you do. Sleepy, huh? Are you going to go home and go to sleep? Got it?
Yes, sir. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation.
Can we find something where he got to that point?
I will now go down.
I will now go down.
And see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come up unto me, and if not, I will know. The men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?
Oh, my Lord God.
God came down because he had heard what was going on.
Right.
And he came down to check it out for himself. And when he saw it for himself, he made a decision. I'm going to destroy it. Not just man, the whole city. And the New Testament reads that they were an ensample. The wickedness that's going on is taking place in this country.
Yes.
In this church.
Yes.
In this people. Ensample.
Thank you, Lord.
You all got your own little city, don't you? Hmm? Got your own little laws, don't you? The rules of the house? Hmm?
Sure.
And when God came down, wow. You've got to grasp this the same day. Not 100 years. The same day. God bless you all. I'll go home and let God whoop me. Bless you.
Bless you, Father.
And verse 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you know what they call the gay community used to? Sodomites. Why? Because of their sodomy. The men with men. The women with women. Turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes. condemning them with an overthrow, making them an ensample. What's going on in America is an ensample.